It is now 1:17. You just listened to Havana by Camille and Young Thug. Now with me in studio is Advocate Alan Small with a guest. Please tell us more about your role at the Blind Council of SA.
Just one small correction. It's not Blind SA. It is South African National Council of Blind, and it's the Western Cape. I'm the chairperson of the Western Cape branch. And with me is my deputy chairperson, Sandra Dreyer. And we're both visually impaired. Our role here in with the Western Cape is basically to coordinate that, and we've got 22 member organizations, and so we're the umbrella body in the Western Cape. And we're here basically to empower blind persons and visually impaired persons to do what they dare to dream, to empower them actually to do what they dare to dream. Thank you.
What is the Blind Council of SA, and okay. Why was it established? Yeah.
The National Council of the Blind was established in 1929. We are 88 years of now in existence. We have all these member organizations, about 102 nationally, 22 within the Western Cape. As I said, we try and enhance and empower visually and blind persons. We do outreach programs, social inclusion, and inclusion in many ways in the sense of transport, housing, and everything else that's within Chapter 2 of the Constitution, all rights preserved for every person, every in society. So basically, Sandra, do you want to add something there?
No, just basically, we also, with our empowerment program, we basically reach out to the rural areas. Mm, and we try to educate and advocate for people's rights, and also to help them to find employment. And that is basically so that all people with disability can be employed and be make a meaningful contribution to the economy of our society.
Amira, if I can just shortly, I know your program is very... We've got about, in the last census, over 1 million blind persons registered. And out of that, 90% is unemployed. And then from that, most of children are not at schools. So that's what Sandra's saying in outreach. You find them on farms and all that, that we need to find and start early development with children.
I believe that you were diagnosed with
Leber's optic atrophy. Yeah.
Please tell us more about that.
Okay, Leber's optic atrophy is a disease in the optic nerve, which severs the nerve. It partially severs it, so I've got no central vision, but partial sight. It doesn't deteriorate like other similar eye conditions, which deteriorates. Mine is stable, but I can't see anything in the center. I can't read normal print, but I can do like my screen readers and all those type of things, yeah.
What do you do to help kids that are blind?
As Sandra has mentioned, we've got now a social inclusion officer recently appointed, and he's just gone in this week down to George to establish an organization there, and also to find kids in rural areas, and to also assist them with early childhood development, and assist them on the way to empower them in Braille and all those type of things, yeah. So,
yeah, and we also have to identify them so that we can actually send them to schools so that they can be educated, because a lot of people, if they have blind children, they would keep them at home. So we would want to identify them, and then we direct them to the schools where they can get training and they can get educated.
For people that are not blind, what can we do to help to support those who are?
Look, there's always been a stigma, whatever disease you have, and I mean, you must have experienced it at the hospital, yeah. So we try to encourage people to accept that we're also part of society, and there's no stigma attached. All we can't do is we can't see. But in every other aspect, we're still human beings and part of society.
The SANPC is partnerships with other organizations hosted a Body Cup in September. Please tell us more about that.
Okay, I want Sandra to do that.
Okay, it's called the Braille Cup, and it was initiated by the Perkins International, which is based in the United States, and they've decided to host this Braille Cup so that we can educate and help our blind children in Braille literacy. The first Braille Cup was held in Ghana, and that was in 2012, and then we had our first Braille Cup in 2014, and it's held every second year, every biannual year. And we, the first Braille Cup, when we had it, we had five of our primary schools that took part in the Braille Cup. And basically, the Braille competition, the learners must read Braille, they must write Braille, they must also do an oral presentation and also do a spelling test. And then the best person will be chosen and accolades will be given. So it's grown now. We had our last one now this year on the 28th of September, and it was held at Prinsenhof in Pretoria. So it's basically to educate and to just promote that Braille is here to stay, because a lot of times people feel that electronics will take over, but Braille is the basic tool for blind children to learn to read and write.
You are now celebrating two important events, the International White Cane Safety Day and the World Sight Day. Can you briefly describe what each day is and what do you do to celebrate those days?
Okay, thanks. World Sight Day, basically, we try and have awareness programs surrounding World Sight Day to different organizations, to social and societies, and so basically just to make people aware of the challenges that blind people have, what is there out for the blind people, and how we can help and assist blind people. The White Cane Safety Day is on the 15th of October, and it's called International White Cane Safety Day. We're having ours in the Western Cape because October is Eye Awareness Month. And so that we're having it out on the 28th in Sea Point. We have it normally all over. We had it in Atlantis already. We had it all here, just near the Common, opposite us here at Red Cross. So it's like for people to see how people can utilize white canes and guide dogs. We're also having one today in Pretoria, Sunnyside. And so it's just about an awareness campaign to show that we are here and how we can do things independently.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just want to, from my side, stand again and say yes. Just say thank you for inviting us here today. This is a great initiative of yours, and we wish you well in your future endeavors. And we have these programs, and we want early childhood development, so if there can be a connection later to our organization, we are out in Weinberg, you make contact with us, and we can always assist children that just recently maybe lost their vision or in that sense.
Yeah, it's been a great honor to be here. And like, we would like to avail ourselves maybe to do more programs with the children in the hospital and just to assist the parents even to help them to understand how we can help blind people in general, how to assist them on the roads, in public transport, etc. And yeah, it's great being here, and it was an honor, and I hope we can keep the partnership going.
Thank you.